Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. When Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan, he was trying to explain to a lawyer how to get into heaven. We don't know if the lawyer got the point or not, I'd bet not, but we do know one group of our fellow humanoids who definitely did not get the point. The people who come to our aid when we are so sick or so badly injured that we need to be rescued, after which they come after our savings, our homes, hounding us into bankruptcy, if that's what it takes, to get their money. When Jesus said to the lawyer, referring to the Good Samaritan, "Go and do likewise," this is not what he had in mind. There needs to be a special place in hell reserved for the new breed of air ambulance operators. Increasingly, they are equity managers, people rolling the dice in the big casino with ORPM. Other rich people's money. Keep in mind that these are people managing the wealth of people who are already fabulously wealthy and simply want more. These human buzzards spied a perfect business model in air ambulances. The customers are usually unable to talk, let alone negotiate a price, and even if they could, are too desperate for help to quibble. And so you have cases like these, and I am not making this stuff up. The 9-year-old who was bitten by a copperhead snake at summer camp and was air evac'd 80 miles to a hospital. The bill for the flight, $55,577.64. Now for $52,000, the patient could have taken a 116-day luxury ocean cruise from Miami, Florida, halfway around the world to Sydney, Australia. Of course, she was not given the choice at the time. The 13-year-old in Florida who fell into the embers of a burned pile of leaves and suffered moderate burns to her hands, knees, and shins. Paramedics called for air support, and she was transported 40 miles to a burn center. Her father drove and arrived at exactly the same time. The family was billed $24,000. At an accident scene described in Dr. Marty McCary's book, The Price We Pay, seven medical transport helicopters landed and vied for the job of transporting one patient. In another case he described, a patient was transferred between hospitals aboard a Learjet and billed $632,000. The number of air ambulances operating in the U.S. has doubled since 2000 and now totals over 1,000. The average bill to the patient from an air ambulance company, according to Consumer Reports, was $32,895 in 2014. The average cost per trip of providing the service, about $7,000. That's a 500% markup, enough to make your typical wealth manager foam at the mouth. Small wonder that a 2015 study concluded that one-third of all air ambulance transports were unnecessary, but still profitable. Small wonder that air ambulances crash at twice the rate of other air taxis. Now, this is partially because they're flying in unfamiliar terrain, often at night or in marginal weather, but part of it also is that the lust for profits often overrules caution. It's just plain appalling that this country, land of the free, home of the brave and all that, not only tolerates this predation by the wealthy on the helpless, but rationalizes it. Not only rationalizes it, but condones it. And not only condones it, but institutionalizes it. Like the drug companies, the insurance companies, the hospital companies, and all the other buzzards that flock to feed on the helpless, the air ambulance companies are rich profitable, successful, and un-American in the most profound sense. Not to mention, way out of step with that fellow who told the story of the Good Samaritan. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.